The text that calls for our attention this Lord's Day comes to us from the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter, when it says these words, "And when you fast, do not look gloomy like a hypocrite, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. And when you pray, do not keep up empty phrases. And when you practice your righteousness before other people, do not do it in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I gave blood today." You've probably worn that sticker. "I voted." Perhaps that one's been slapped on your jacket. Perhaps you've even worn a t-shirt or two noting your good deed for the day. We must admit that as humans, we often like to get at least a little credit for those things that we do. That's why organizations always make sure to visibly note whatever help they receive. Oh, we don't really mind doing those good things, but it sure doesn't hurt if someone at least notices our actions and thinks of us better because of it. I suppose if the Pharisees lived in our day and age, they would have been covered in stickers. One might have read, "I gave my tithe." Another might have said, "I kept the Sabbath." And still another, "I know the commandments." And then there are the stickers that relate to the things which our text talks about for the night. "I prayed like the angels. I gave richly to the poor. I fasted fervently." Of course, they didn't have stickers back in the Pharisees' day. And so the Pharisees made sure that they got recognition for what they did by doing all of these deeds in the sight of the people. They gave to the poor as others gathered around them in the temple. They prayed out in the places where they knew there'd be people that could hear every word they spoke. And when they fasted, they made sure that they looked extra hungry and extra tired to anyone that passed by. Of course, helping the poor was not the problem. Praying was great and fasting was beneficial. The problem was that they didn't do any of these things for the sake of doing those things, but rather for the sake of being seen doing them. And Jesus was clear, if this is the only reason they did it, was to be seen by men, they'd probably get that recognition that they desired. But they wouldn't receive anything else. You see, Lent is a season in the church year that is always focused on many of those things listed in our text. It has traditionally been a season of giving to the poor, of praying, of fasting. But truth be told, as I thought about it this week, not too many of those things actually come to play in probably the typical Lutheran's Lenten time worship. In fact, we simply just don't place an emphasis on those things. It's not to say that they should or shouldn't be done. It's simply to say that we typically don't do them, at least any more than usual, in this season. But we do extend our piety and our worship in this season by doing exactly what we're doing tonight. We gather to meet in the middle of the week to study God's Word. We do so on this Ash Wednesday, and we will do so for the next several weeks. And in these services, the confession of our sins before God becomes central to our meditation in this place. So the question we must ask ourselves is this: why are we here tonight? And why will we be here the rest of the Wednesdays in Lent? Should we have stickers printed up? "I attended Lenten services. I confessed my sins." Maybe a "Where Were You Wednesday" button would be nice. Because if we come to Lenten services And only because we want to be thought of as good Lutherans who do what good Lutherans do during Lent, we too might receive the respect of some of the members of the congregation. But that's all we'll receive. If we come only for those reasons, we will not receive the true benefit of the Lenten season of the church year. That is why Joel, in his prophetic word, reminded us that we are not to rip our clothes, but we are to rip open our hearts. We are to rend our hearts, as the King James says. Because while ripping our clothes to show how sorry we are for sin might impress those around us, God desires only that our heart, deep inside of us, be torn open. Yes, if we go through this whole season with our hearts intact, we have only put on a good show. Lutherans often speak about other churches putting on a show, and in some cases that criticism is right. But we must realize that if we just come here every week just to do what Lutherans have always done, and we never get to the point of true repentance for our sins, we've only put on a show as well. Even if it maybe was a bit more somber of a show than the others. You see, Lent is ultimately not a season about doing extra things. And it's not really a season either about giving up something for a month or a little longer. Lent is really the time that we are called to confess our sins unto God and to give up those sins for good, with the Spirit's help. You see, Lent is about letting our hearts be ripped open, to expose all of the ungodliness that we have allowed to dwell there. So in this Lenten season, instead of giving up chocolate, give up gossiping. Instead of giving up television, give up drunkenness. Instead of giving up sweets, give up lusting. Rend your heart, not your clothes. For when our hearts are indeed left wide open with confession, God has promised to come in and to cleanse our hearts from all sin with the blood of His Son. And while they lay open, He has promised not to leave them empty, but to fill them anew with the Holy Spirit. Yes, today, many of you, as you came in, put ashes upon your forehead, but not to be noticed by others. Rather, I hope that you place them there as a sign that indeed today, as we begin our Lenten walk towards the cross, that you want to lay your heart open to God, to confess those things that you have done, and to trust that He will cleanse and restore. Yes, indeed, we allow our sins to be revealed in order that they might be relieved. For we will leave here tonight not with ashes on our forehead, but with them wiped off as a great reminder that our sins are gone as well. Yes, Lent ultimately is not even about our confession, but it is our confession that opens up to what Lent is all about, which is the blood of Jesus cleansing us from all of those sins. Yes, we leave with cleansed foreheads, and even more importantly, with cleansed hearts, ready for service to God. Yes, tonight our prayers are answered. In place of our sinful hearts, God tonight creates in us a new heart and restores unto us the joy of our salvation. He did it already tonight through the words of your pastor, as you were assured that in Christ's stead and with His authority, your sins were forgiven here tonight. And if we don't have enough of God's forgiveness, He will give it to us again at His table as He feeds us His body and His blood for our forgiveness as well. Yes, rend your heart, and it will be restored by God. And that is much better than having the admiration of any person or group of people. We don't need stickers because we are marked. We have been marked since our baptism, deep inside our hearts, as ones who have been redeemed by Christ the crucified. And that marking is all that we need in this Lenten season and in life each day. Amen. You're invited to rise. We do pray indeed that God would send His Holy Spirit into our hearts to rend them, that we might confess our sins and receive the forgiveness of Christ. We pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen.